This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. As we celebrate and honor the Lord's baptism this day as God's people, the church, we know that it connects back to really the Advent journey as well as the celebration of Christmas. But last weekend, we celebrated the Epiphany, and the Epiphany was one of the three revelations that have a connecting link that help us, again, not only recall that Jesus came and was born as God's Son, but also of how Christ continually reveals himself to us. So Epiphany, the baptism of the Lord, and then in a couple weeks or sometime later here shortly, we'll hear sometimes about one of the first miracles of Jesus at the wedding in Cana. But these events continue to magnify who God's Son is for us. Now, as we think about this first mystery of the light, if you pray the rosary, we know that the baptism of the Lord is the one that calls us to think about and recognize it is the beginning or our start also of the sacred journey. And to know that God calls us to not only be his people, but he calls us to be his holy ones. In praying and studying this past week, I came across an old homily or sermon by St. Maximus of Turin, who was a bishop, lived somewhere in the 3rd and 4th centuries. And he said this about the feast of the Lord's baptism, which I thought was something good to hear. He said, "Reason demands that this feast of the Lord's baptism, which I think could be called the feast of his birthday, should follow soon after the Lord's birthday during the same season, even though many years passed and intervened before these two sacred events." So again, even as we baptize a young baby today, to think that Jesus was baptized as a young adult, but yet the magnificence and the mystery of who Jesus is becomes known. The bishop goes on to say, "At Christmas, Jesus was born a man. Today, he is born sacramentally. He was born from the Virgin Mary. Today, he is born in mystery for us, a mystery that unfolds through the gift of faith, through the power of God's grace, through God's wisdom." And as we hear, especially at the end of the gospel, we know that at the beginning, John the Baptist, who was the mentor, the prophet, who said, "Prepare for somebody great," that John had to humble himself one more time and baptize Jesus. And as I said in my thoughts, even in the bulletin, that one of the reasons that Jesus wanted it this way and as he was baptized was to make the waters holy for us, because he was without sin. But he also wanted to remind us that he came in flesh and to help us then rise from evil and sin and to grow in the likeness of God the Father. And so the baptism discloses and helps us think about the identity of Jesus as God's beloved Son and his dignity. And I really invite you, as we celebrate this baptism today, that you'll hear about these things in the ritual, so to kind of pay attention or be aware of that gift. But through Jesus's identity and dignity together, he also reveals and really begins his official mission as the servant, as the one called to be light for the world and to go forth and announce God's love and mercy to others and reveal it in miracles as well as in simple words and kindness and healing. And then through this process, God's kingdom even becomes known. Now, another thing that's, I think, is essential when we think about the baptism of the Lord is to maybe for a moment think back of knowing that we're ending the Christmas season, a time of joy, and in some sense it's a sadness because it's like this season ends. Years ago, there was a priest, and some of you may have heard of him. It was Father Ken Potts. He was the pastor of St. James years ago. He died, I think it was 27 years ago, a day after Christmas. But he loved Christmas so much that he would even play Christmas carols on his music in his car, even in July. He loved Christmas so much. But he wanted and desired always to hear that joy and that awareness of Christ who comes to us. But one of the things that I think even through that love and desire was also what came to me yesterday as I prayed and reflected on my own baptism. So I was baptized in the little town of Parrish, St. Michael of Tarnow, Nebraska. And as I was baptized, I was the first baby baptized by the new pastor. So it always is kind of a monumental thing for me, but yet a very humble gift that somehow God wanted me to be the first one baptized by my pastor, who then vested me as a priest when I was ordained and saw me go through all my preparation as a seminarian. But I think about baptism reminds us also about the sense of relationship. And so yesterday, too, I was looking at all the Christmas greetings and cards and many things that I received from many of you and even former parishioners and family. And I began to recognize with great gratitude the gift of relationships and connections I have because of faith. And because of that, it's also because of baptism, because that makes this relationship important for us, because it connects us to God. And so with that, we can also maybe ascertain or think about it in a bigger way to say that baptism helps us know that we are called to be in relationship with the Blessed Trinity, not just with Jesus, but with God the Father and with the Spirit. And we really hear that at the end of the gospel passage today. Jesus is baptized, the Spirit of God came upon him like a dove, and then as Jesus arises out of the water, it says, God's voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And to think about this gift of relationship that God wants us to share, to live with, and then in some way, reflect and model to others. And we do this then by living really our vocation. So today, even as this young child is baptized, and at the end, he will be anointed. And it's a reminder that every one of us who's baptized also shares in the identity and dignity with Jesus, to also be a priest, prophet, and king, even though we might live a different vocation, whether we're married, single, lay, religious, priest, whether we are a teacher, a doctor, a parent, a volunteer, a grandparent, a student, someone who works as a laborer, a child, a nurse, a police officer, a lawyer, a farmer, whatever it might be, that Christ also says we're not only called to be a disciple, but he truly wants us to claim our role in also being co-workers of the kingdom that announce God's mercy, God's love for his people. And thus the Trinity is so important because it's a mystery that helps us also claim our identity as beloved sons and daughters. So let us praise God today, and especially as we celebrate and welcome this young child, that we too think about how Christ also wants each one of us to rejoice that we are also called his beloved and invited then to go forth and announce the kingdom in our lives, in our care for others.